say luta, you should always be ravik, accept the curse, v'loy te luta, but don't curse other people. Why? Because here Rashi says, noyach l'chol liyos min ha-mekhlel, you're better off being cursed, v'loy not people curse other people. Because if you curse other people, that klal will just come upon you. Like here, David gave this curse to Yayiv. What happened was, all these curses came back to Zarah, Shel David. Now it says, the Ma'is was, that Yul Yayiv. So Shlomo Melech had Yayiv brought it in Torah. Dainai. Omalai, Shlomo had a few kashas on, he wanted to kill Yayiv. I had before, Melech can't be done. That's only Malchus Yisrael. But Malchus based David, they could be a dying. So Shlomo Melech and Malchus based David came and brought Yayiv to the interior. Omalai Shlomo yes Yayiv, my timer could lost Li Avner. How come you killed that Avner? Omalai said, I killed Avner. Goyal Adam, the Yosael, Havoi. Listen, I was a good Adam of Asael. Avner killed Asael, and I'm his relative, so I have a right to go kill Avner. For the Gemara, no. Asael waited heavy. Shlomo said that, no, that Avner had a right to kill Asael, because he was a raider. Asael was running after to kill Avner. Omalai, so Avner answered back, no. Omalai, Yoyev answered back and said, no, that Asael was not a raider. Because Hoyoloi Liatzilon, Biechel Mevorov. He could have saved him. So Omalai, Hoyoloi Liatzilon, Biechel Mevorov. So Avner, Yoyev answered back, no, that he should have saved him, Yechem Yevorov. Omalai, so Shlomo said, no, Le'yochel, he couldn't have done that. He couldn't have said, no, even if somebody comes to kill you, you don't have a right to kill him right away. If you could protect yourself by hurting him and not killing him, you're supposed to just hurt him in a different avir, not to kill him. So Shlomo said back, no, but he couldn't do that. Omalai, Le'yochelai, that listen, Avner had to kill Asael, he couldn't do it any other way. Omalai, so Yoyev said back, no. That when Avner went to kill Asael, he was a perfect shooter. He mamash hit him in the fifth rib. The pasuk says, "Vayakeu Avner hit him biachra chenis in the back of his chenis elachemish in the fifth rib." The Amr of Yechonon v'doifin chamishis, he hit him. He put his sword in the fifth rib. That's the mokom shemora v'kavet luyim, but this exact spot where the gallbladder is and where the liver is. So the kid saw Avner was a sharpshooter. He knew exactly where to hit. So Yechem Evov LeYochelei, even though Asael was coming to run after Avner, Avner should have just hit him on the foot, hit him somewhere else, not to kill him. So the kid saw Avner is considered like he killed Asael. Therefore, since he killed Asael, Yoyev had a right to kill Avner, because Yoyev felt he was the girl Adam of Asael. He had a right to kill Avner. So, Yoyev killed Avner. So Amalei, Shlomo Melech says, okay, Nezel Avner, we'll leave Avner alone, that's not a time again. So here, you'll answer yourself good. We're not coming to kill you, Yoyev, because you killed Avner. Maybe for that you had a right to. You were a girl Adam, okay. But my time got lost Liamsha. How come you killed Amsha, another person that Yoyev killed? Amalei, so Yoyev answered back to Shlomo Melech, listen, I'm sure murdered the Malchus, he was a murdered Malchus. It says over there, V'yemna Melech Liamsha, the king told Amsha, Hazakli as issue that gathered together for me the people in Yehuda. Shloshes Yom in 3 days. So what happened was, it says, Vayelech Amsha, he went there, Lahazak as Yehuda, Vayivachar, and he took his time, he didn't do it in 3 days. So clearly he was a murder of Malchus. That's why Yoyev says he killed Amsha. Omalei, Shlomo Melech said back, no, Amsha, Achiv Rok and Dorish, he had it right. He dashin, Musun, see, Ach, he dashin. What does that mean? Ashkechino de Tosach le Mesechta. When Amsha came to the city in Yehuda, he found the people by a shear. They were learning Gemara over there. So he said to himself like this, Amsha, listen, the Pasuk says true. Kol ish asher yarmes pich, whoever goes against you, the Melech, or against Yeshua, v'lo yishmes v'rech l'chol asher tetzaveinu yumas, they should die. Yoch, I would think to say, I feel the divrei Torah also. I mean, even if the people are learning Torah, they still have to listen to the Melech. Talmud, the Pasuk says no. Rak hazak v'yemetz. It means Chazak the Matzah to learn Torah. So, kids, if people are learning Torah, then you don't have to tell them to listen to the king. So when Amsha came to the city and they were learning Torah, he had a right to wait to give over to Tzvi HaMelech. So, therefore, Amsha was not a murder of the Malchus. So, therefore, Yehud really had no right to kill him. But our koponim, it wasn't the biggest taina, because Yehud had a taina. He thought, at least, that Amsha was a murder of the Malchus. So, he made a mistake, but our koponim, he's a shogeg, he's not Chayiv Misa. So Shlomo Melech says, still I have a reason to kill you. Ela who God will murder Malchus. I have a right to kill you, Yoiv, because you, Yoiv, you yourself is a murder Malchus. You are murdered against me. Why? You see, the pasuk says, for Hashmu Abo, it came to Shmuel, Rashi says, Kishin Nimshach Shlomo, when they appointed Shlomo to be the new king, Boel Yoiv, the news came to Yoiv in his Yora. Yoiv was afraid now that they appointed Shlomo to be the new king. Why? Ki Yoiv not Achri Adiniyo, because Yoiv did not go to follow Shlomo, but rather he went to follow Adiniyo, the other son. And the Achri Abishalom went Lanota. But he didn't go after Abishalom. What does that mean? My Lord, not going to be able to lift him. Or Rav Yehuda, Shebikesh Lintais. Really, he wants to go after Avshalom. But Lenot, he did not go. Or my time, how come Yoyev did not follow after Avshalom? My time, the reason is, Lenot, Om Rav Loza, Adayin Lechlucha Shadov Kiyemis. There was still some wetness, some Hashpoh of Dabba still around. So that much he was afraid. We know Avshalom the Russia, he went to rebel against Dabba the Melech. So this much Yoyev was afraid to come part of Avshalom. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanino Amar, Adain Estenignei, Shadavik Yamin. That Yoiv was afraid of the army of David. Of the Estenignei means like the stars, means the best warriors. Who are that? The Yom Rav Yudam Arav. We had before, Arba Meyos Yuladim Hoylul David. David had 400 children, and Kulam Benei Yifas Tayyuhayu. All of them were from ladies of Shiksis, from the Machama, from Benei Yifas Tayyuhayu. And when the godly blurious, they all grew special here, like real goyim. Hayu mahalchim rosha guys, they used to go in the front of the army of Dovra Melech. And hayu vein hein balei grew from Shadavid. Those were the big real warriors of David. So the kids say Yoiv was afraid of them. That's why Yoiv did not gang up, did not come part of Avshalom, because Avshalom had a machlekes with David. But I call upon him when they first appointed Shlomai, Yoiv did not run after Shlomo Melech, but he was still after Adoniyo. That's why it's considered Yoiv was a Mor B'Malchus. That's why Shlomo now had a right to kill Yoiv. Mor says that according to this man, the Yom here though, that Yoiv was afraid of the warriors of David. According to this, O Pligi the Rababa, Yagaz and Rababa, Barkano. The Yom Rababa Barkano, Ilmole David, if not for David, Le Yosu Yoiv Mechomom, Yoiv would not be able to have Mechomom. In other words, the schus of the learned Limina Torah of David, that's how Yoiv was able to win the wars. And Vyomola Yoiv, if not for Yoiv's winning the wars, well, Yosef Dovah B'Torah. Dovah cannot learn Torah. So you see here, who was the warriors? Yoiv, not his 400 children. You see, the pasuk says, Vayihi Dovah Oisem Mishpat Zdokah, L'chol Amay. And then it says, Vyoiv Ventsruya Ala Tzava, he was over the army. Because my time, Dovah Oisem Mishpat Zdokah, L'chol Amay, why was Dovah able to do Tzvah Kamishim, he learned Torah, why was he able to be a Pesach there, to be the Dayan there? Mishum the Yoiv ala Tzava, because he had Yoiv, the general, over the army. Umatam, what's the reason Yoiv ala Tzava? What's the reason that Yoiv won the wars? Mishum the David, also Mishum the Zdokal of Alamai. The kids, it says now, Vayyotzi Yoiv, Me'am David, Vayishlach Malachim, Achwe Avner, Vyashibu Oisai, Mibor Hasira. That Yoiv went out, Vayyotzi Yoiv went out, Me'am David, and he sent messengers, Tavner. And the Bayashivi brought him back, Mi Bohasira. So what does the meaning more? What does Bohasira mean? My Bohasira. Om Rav Abba Bakana, Bor Vesira, Gormala Liavne Sheyorik. Really, it's because it is Bor Vesira that Avna was killed. What does that mean? Rashi says, Bor Vesira, Gormala Liavne Sheyorik. The Maestro that is. Bor means Tsepochus Main, a pitcher of water. Shalokach Dobra, Dobra took me a Shursa Shoshol, Kisha Yashim Bemagal. That the Meister, when Shaul went to sleep in the cave, and David came that night, and he cut his clothing, he also took away the pitcher of water. And later, Ukishamalem David, the mother sat him, David came screaming down and sent all the watchers of the king, you all deserve to be killed. Because he didn't watch the king, and he showed him, like, I could have killed the king. So really, it's a telling you right then, Avner should have been Meicha Bishol, Beloimi, should have said right away, Ro Kamat Sadaku, Shle Rak Belomicha, and he wasn't Meicha. So therefore, that's why Avner deserved to be killed. Because Avner at that time should have stuck up right away for David and should have said, listen, Shaul, see what kind of tzaddik David is? And Avner did not do it. He only started to protect the king. So because of that, Avner eventually was killed. That's why Yoiv killed Avner. Right. The verse says, Vayito Yoiv el toich hashar ledabri toi. So now when Yoiv went to kill Avner, how did he do it? He went to talk to him in the shower. Pesheli. Some Rav Yechanon shed Dono Din Sanhedrin. That first was, there was a psak din there. It was Dono Din Sanhedrin. And Omalai, my time of Kratalte Liasoil. In other words, that you pass on the Shai law that Avna Yechayiv Misa. You have to say, because really, why did you kill Asoil? You had no right to kill Asoil. For the Gemara, no, Asoil waited for you. What do you mean? We know why Avner killed Asoil. Asoil was running after to kill Avner. So he was protecting himself. So Mara says, no. Just the fact he was running after you, but you could have saved him just by hurting him. You didn't have to kill him. So he says, no, I couldn't have done that. So Mara says, no. You're a perfect shooter. He hit him mamish in the fifth rib. You should hit him lower or higher. So therefore, they pass in the shell attack out in the Yechayiv Misa. Now, Ladab Rita Bisheli, what does that mean to say? What did Yoyev, how did he talk to Avner? He spoke to him Bisheli, what does that mean? He went to speak to him about Hilchas Chalitza. Rashi said, Aliske Shaloi means the first big line here, Loshan Shal Melech, take off your shoes. That means Shaloi, he asked him in Marova about a Yevoma Gidemis that has no hands. How could you do Chalitza? So Hiskel, so Avner went to bow down to show Yoyev how to do it. He started to bend down in front of him to show him how to make chalitza. When he went down right away, Yoyev took out a sword and killed him. So that's how Yoyev killed Avner, when he was showing him how to do chalitza. Pesach says, V'yakeh Yishom Elohim, she hit him by the fifth rib. Om Rav Yechanim, B'dayfen Chamishis, he hit him in the fifth rib, Nokim Shemar V'kovet Liyim Boy. That's where the gallbladder and the liver is hanging. Then it says, V'heshiv Hashem Es Domi Yaroshay. That Hashem now went to Heshev as Roshay, went to give back to Yoyev, when Shlomo killed Yoyev, so now Hashem gave it back to him. Heshev Hashem as Domoi, al Roshay shepoge b'shnei anoshim tzadikim, that he killed two tzadikim. V'toivim imenu, they were greater than him. Toivim means shehoyu dorshim achiv rakim. Yoyev killed out two people. He killed out Amshor, and Amshor dashin an achvarak. He had no right to kill him, really. Vula Dorish, and he didn't dashen it. Tzadikim, Shoye Bepeh, Fula Yosu, that they had a commandment, Bepeh, and they didn't kill. There the king said to kill them out of the Anshay Oiv, Ranoiv, and they didn't want to kill him out. And Vahubi Gerasos, he was only told through a letter, and he went to kill them. Rashi says, still he went to kill him. Now the Amsha Lenishma Becherba Shebiyad Yoyev. Amsha did not watch himself from the sword that was in the hands of Yoyev. Omri said like this, Omar Rav, the Mitzvah Shlechoshtu, he wasn't afraid that Yoyev would kill him. So therefore Yoyev killed Amsha easily. Says Vayikva Bebeisar Midbar. So he buried Yoyev in his house in the Midbar. So the question is, Otto Beisar Midbar Heve? Was his house in the Midbar? Midbar means his house was like a midbar. Ma midbar, just like a midbar. Mufka lakul, it's open, anybody come take it. Abdesashiyah, the same way the house of Yoyev, Mufka lakul was open for anybody, whoever wants to come and eat there. So Rach, another pshat was, kemidbar. Ma midbar, minuka migezav arosh, just like in the midbar, there's no stealing, everything is hefka. And there's no arayis there, there's no zainis there. Abdesashiyah, the same thing in the house of Yoyev, Manuka was clean, migezav arayis, there was no, he never had a chet of arayis there, and never had any gezel there. The Pesach says, V'yoyev yechaye es sharir. Yoyev kept alive the rest of the people. Om Yav Yehuda, they mean to say, afilu, munanino v'tzachtsosa, v'tzachniso. When they gave him good food teeth, like Rashi says, special type of fish, toyim, he tasted a little bit, but right away, poislu, he gave the shrine, he gave it out to Danim. So, Amish, even from the good portions of food that he got, still he gave it out to the Niyam, he let them eat it. That was the, so Yoyev really was a tzaddik. But still, Shlomo Melech had Yoyev killed, because he held Yoyev was the murder of Malchus. Hitaka killed two tzaddikim, Hitaka killed Avner and Amshar, he had reasons why he killed them both. That was not the reason why Shlomo Melech killed Yoyev. He only killed Yoyev because he held Yoyev was the murder of Malchus. How do you Allah call Nigma Din? No. Zot the Mishnah. Arbon Nisois Nimsru Lebezdin. Bezdin has the right